Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I am D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 062 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded in a very unusual Sunday night recording on January 15th, 2012. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing levels and understanding. So here I am doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. Hey, how was your week? This is a rare thing for me to record on a Sunday night, but there's all kinds of crazy things going on tomorrow, and I was able to secure an empty, quiet apartment. So I'm recording now. I will probably not get this mixed down or live until tomorrow, but one step at a time. So I hope your week was pleasantly uneventful or rife with events that were wonderful. I might have mentioned last week that I needed to pick up a humidifier for one of my students. Well, I did pick it up, and I gave it to her during her lesson, and her mom said, "Hey, we already have one of those." And they did. She produced it from a closet in my student's bedroom. I don't know why it was in the closet. They just never used it. And meanwhile, the guitar was buzzing like a cicada, so... That was very strange. I showed them how to use it before I left, and I hope she's got her guitar nice and humidified. So I still had this unnecessary humidifier in the car today, and I saw Michael, the guitarist who showed me the cracked guitar on Christmas, but I didn't remember to offer it to him. And he doesn't have a humidifier. So I will have to give him a call tomorrow, but I could have given it to him today. Oh well, these are the things that we go through. It was really cold this morning. Maybe that's why my brain was not fully engaged for a few hours this morning. It was freezing. I think when we got in the car at about 9:30, the temperature reading was 9, and I know the wind chill was below zero. It was freezing. No, I didn't get my DRs on last week, but I'm hoping that I will before Friday. I have a few times I may be able to do it this coming week, although our gravely sick terminal friend is kind of declining quickly. So just about everything we're doing hinges on her day-to-day status. So I'm hoping to put new DRs on my guitar, but in the big scheme of the universe, it's really nothing. Anyway, with that brief intro, I think it's time to move on to this week's student spotlight. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week, finally, we have more than one student. There are two students, Julia and Lanny. Julia and Lanny have both achieved very well for themselves as individuals, and also as compared to what most of my students have achieved at their playing level and playing what they are each currently working on. Nice work, ladies. I would be remiss if I did not add that both of these burgeoning guitarists have extraordinary potential, but it's frequently at war with their laziness. That is so pitifully shameful. I mean, it just grieves me when I see it. For them to achieve spotlight status, considering that they could both put in more time, is amazing. Just think, girls, if you spent some more time with your guitars, just imagine the musicians you'd become. I dream about it all the time. That goes for the rest of you, too. The only way you will achieve greatness, whether for personal growth or in the competitive sense, is to work at it. What else is new? Do I say this every week? Just about. Anyway, that said, let's move along to this week's question of the week. Mm-hmm. this week's question of the week is from my student Danielle, who is very interested in theory and just about every aspect of music, I have to say. Her sharp mind and curiosity is very enjoyable for me as an instructor. She asked, which came first? Now, what she's referring to is, it came up when we were just examining the contrary motion of the arpeggios in the intro to Stairway to Heaven. But that was just her latest question like this. She has often asked which came first regarding chord progressions, lyrics, and melodies in the songs she likes. It's a pithy yet prickly question. The short answer is only the artist who wrote the songs knows, unless, of course, they've publicized their process, you know, in a biography or in an interview or something like that. But this girl is absolutely fascinated with the process used, almost more than the finished work. I have a suspicion that she is a budding composer-songwriter, but I think she might be a bit inhibited and is seeking some affirmation of her process from an external source. I don't know this of a certainty, but this is highly likely. Yes, it's pithy and prickly, but interesting. It's all a matter of style and expression. Speaking for myself, I center and refer everything I write musically to the words, if there are words. I don't write a lot with words, but when I write something that is a song to be sung, the words come first, because that's the central message. Sometimes the words and melody are simultaneous, and sometimes the words spark a chord progression from which a melody springs. But again, in this, I'm really referring to a very narrow segment that we would call traditional music. A metal song, well, that may spring from a driving progression, which then leads to either a simple or intricate solo. My guess is that an artist who creates in that order crafts the words according to the mood or color or suggestion of the progression and its rhythm. I don't know. This is what I would suspect. Are you a singer-songwriter? Are you the lyric dude or chick in a band that creates or cranks out several tunes a month? Are you the guitarist who finds a melody on every breeze and in every personal interaction you witness? What's your process? I can only speak for myself, and for me, the words control everything. If you're an aspiring songwriter and you have inhibitions that the student who coyly posed this question of the week does, do yourself a favor. Do not listen to the music of your favorite singer-songwriters. It will stunt your creativity, and it will block you from rendering your own original music. This happens really a lot. The more you listen to someone else's work, the less you can do. Listen to other music. Just don't listen to your favorites. Or if you're a singer-songwriter in a rock or light rock or contemporary or folkish genre, just don't listen to any singer-songwriters of that ilk. It will really stifle what is able to come out of you. So take my word for it. This is a true thing. Thank you for the question, Danielle. If you have a question that I hope I can expound upon more than this week's question of the week, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. That's spelled in the traditional way, guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question in the podcast, I will contact you and will be absolutely delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Boy, this is going quick today. I should record at night more often. Now let's move along to this week's news segment. in this week's news, I'd like to make mention of an annual benefit concert that I might have mentioned last year, but if not, I'm sure I posted something about it the year before when, rather than a podcast, I just had a column dedicated to what I now cover in the podcast on my website. And it's something for you who are in the New York, New Jersey, even Pennsylvania area, depending on how motivated you are to travel for a concert. But it's the 9th annual Monmouth and Ocean Counties Food Bank, Food Bank Benefit Concert. It's going to be Saturday, January 28th in Ocean Grove, New Jersey. And first, let me put out a little PR for Ocean Grove. It's got to be one of the most charming towns you've ever been to. If you like Victorian architecture, I don't know if currently it's true, but I know at one point per square foot it had the most Victorian buildings, I think, anywhere in the country, maybe in the world, I'm not sure. But it's just an absolutely delightful town. It's small, you can do the whole town on foot, it's on the ocean, it's just great. They've got great eateries, lovely shops. It's just fabulous. And this has been going on for 9 years. The organizer, I guess, or the prime cat that's behind all this is a man named David Cohen, and he's a guitarist. He plays classical, flamenco, and flamenco guitar, but he also plays bagpipes and the Chinese pipa. The lineup of artists will be David Cohen, playing all of those fabulous instruments, Joe Weimer on guitar and vocals, Mizume Carnival, which is a percussion band, and Lorraine Stone dancing. Now, I have come to learn that just because there's a lineup of 4 or 5 performers doesn't mean that's all that's going to be there. This is sponsored by the Ocean Grove Area Chamber of Commerce and Guitar Point of Ocean Grove. The doors open at 6:30. The concert's at 7:30. The address is the Ocean Grove Youth Temple at Pilgrim Pathway and McClintock Street. There is an advance ticket price. I won't even call it a donation. I mean, when you're doing this for a charity, let's call it a donation. The advanced donation to get in is $10, and it's $13 at the door if you wait. You can get more information about this. Oh, by the way, don't come empty-handed. Go like you're going to a friend's house. There are going to be collection bins for non-perishable food. And besides raising money, they would love to be collecting armloads of food for the food bank. And, you know, as the economy is tightening down, there are a lot of new poor around in all areas. I'm sure you can relate to this no matter what your socioeconomic status is. There are more people who can afford less now than there were even this time last year. So be generous if you're fortunate enough to have extra. This would be a great thing. And you'll hear some really great guitar playing. Oh, another guitarist whose name I was remiss in not mentioning is Steve Romanowski. I think he played last year too. If you have any questions, please get in touch with the Ocean Grove Chamber of Commerce, either by calling 732-774-1391. Let me give you that again. 732-774-1391. Or if you'd like to call toll free, you may call 800-388-4768. So that's the 9th annual Monmouth and Ocean County concert to benefit the food bank. So I hope you're free and that you can attend. Once again, I have a family birthday, and I have another event that I have to go to that weekend, so I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, but I'm going to look forward to hearing about how it was. Now, let's move on to the Take Notes segment. My take note topic this week is about something that came up with my students during the past week, and I thought this podcast might be a good forum for sharing it. Let's see if I can condense this, otherwise it's going to take way too long. I've been teaching a student whose parents are recent friends in the past few years, and they're very good friends, as it turns out. I'm going to call the student Alex, a unisex name, so I don't have to continue to refer to the student as the student. So Alex has been having lessons since July or so. The truth is that Alex has been having difficulty, not in coordination, but in overall ability to retain and perform as expected. I never compare one student to another, but I did have to assess Alex and compare him or her to the dozens of students around his or her age that I've taught throughout my career, and Alex came up very, very short. Let me say this. Since I began teaching guitar and the various other things I've taught from time to time, I have been profoundly aware that different people learn in different ways. So I've striven to perceive each individual student's learning style and have developed different approaches to all the aspects of teaching guitar so that no student would be unable to learn because of any fault or shortage on my part. Well, despite that, Alex was struggling. Alex claims to practice, and I have no reason to believe that he or she does not. I don't mean that Alex is not progressing quickly. I mean struggling to do anything at all. Last week, when Alex said he or she was so confused when I asked them to play something easy that they should be able to play at this point, they said they were completely confused. This opened up a conversation about the struggle that's been going on. Fortunately, I had extra time before my next student, and we talked for about an hour. Alex revealed that he or she has great difficulty in school, too, and has noticed how long it takes him or her to do certain things, which takes his or her friends much less time, etc. Of course, I'm thinking there's something more going on than music just not being his or her gift. Anyway, he or she described some classic learning disorders, like looking a big word up, and although every word of the definition was one he or she knows, the definition not making any sense, and like not having any idea what they just read when they have to answer questions, and being unable to answer at all if the exact wording of the question isn't somewhere in the text when they look back to find the answer, etc. So I was very concerned. I asked Alex if it would be okay to talk to Mom and Dad about it, and he or she said yes, that in fact that would be a really good thing. So I went over for coffee on Saturday morning, and once I began airing my concerns, my friends told me that Alex is getting extra help at school and that he or she had very brief oxygen deprivation at birth and that he or she is in all mainstream classes but needs and gets extra help, especially with his or her short-term memory. Well, that would have been nice if they told me that up front, right? Anyway, now I am going to undertake to find yet another way to serve Alex what he or she needs to learn in a way that I hope can be processed well and somewhat retained. But anyway, I went through all that internal concern during the half week that transpired between Alex's lesson and when I sat down with Mom and Dad. That would have been totally unnecessary. Now, I guess Alex didn't tell me because he or she maybe didn't think it had anything to do with it, or maybe was self-conscious about it. I don't know. Alex's dad said they didn't even think of mentioning it because they thought it wouldn't overlap with music. That's, like, wild. So I've said all this to tell you that if you are the parent of a student who has any kind of challenge in school, whether it's a learning challenge, or they're just highly distractible, or I don't know, just anything that's a notable issue with their schoolwork, tell the teacher. Alex's dad said he didn't even think it would come up, so he didn't mention it. If you are an aspiring guitarist and have an instructor and are slightly or very dyslexic as an adult, tell your instructor. That surely doesn't disqualify... That surely doesn't disqualify you from learning to play. In fact, I've taught several dyslexic adults, and all of the ones that I have worked with have done extraordinarily well. I don't know if that'll be your experience, but it might be. So don't, if you have dyslexia or anything else like that, don't think you can't learn. I'm here to tell you, you can. But you should clue your teacher in, especially if they're very experienced. They may have some methodology that they prefer to use with anyone who has something like a dyslexic processing issue. So if you or your loved one has any unusual needs or tendencies in the way they process information, definitely let your or their instructor know about it. Now, I'm not surprised that Alex is having a rough time, and I'm going to see what I can do to get him or her playing as well as they hope to. That wraps it up for my little bit tongue-tied, rather brief segments of episode 062. So let's go to the outro and wrap this baby up. Don't forget to humidify your guitar, or it's going to sound like a cicada before you know it. I hope I'll get those DRs on this week. My strings really need to be changed. Congrats to Julia and Lanny. Great work, dudettes. Let's say a little more effort and time, and you'll both be spectacular guitarists. Which came first? The lyrics? The melody? The chord progression? Depends on who you ask. If you're free on January 28th, get to Ocean Grove, New Jersey for the 9th annual concert to benefit the Ocean and Monmouth Food Bank. Don't go empty-handed, they will be collecting non-perishable food. If you or your loved one is taking lessons and they have any kind of learning or processing challenge, make sure the instructor knows about it ahead of time. Don't forget the Les Paul and Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey. It's open Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and it is worth the trip. There is more Les Paul info there, along with his amazing inventions, guitars, and other memorabilia than anywhere else I know of. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 062 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, and I will spell it for you one time, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your questions for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I will be delighted to contact you and send you a Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter from Guitar Technique. I don't tweet like a crazy person, but once in a while I've got some tweets up there. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you will find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. if you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montevale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I am your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.